Welcome to the Hacking Happy Podcast. My name is Penny Lacaso, and I'm the world's first happiness hacker on a bold mission to teach 10 million women how to flourish on their terms by 2025. The Hacking Happy Podcast is recorded on the lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations. I'd like to pay my respects to their elders, past and present, and acknowledge that sovereignty was never ceded. It always was and always will be Aboriginal land. This podcast is designed to help you reignite your spark, supercharge your energy, and channel more of it towards injecting more joy, more presence, more calm, and more meaning into each day. If that sounds like something you could use a little more of, let's get started. Another episode of the Hacking Happy Podcast. I am so damn delighted to be here with you again today for another episode of something that brings me a hell of a lot of joy, and that is being in your ears, having this conversation, and sharing with you all the things that I'm curious about in life and how we can use what's coming up for me, what's coming up for my clients, what I'm studying, what I'm learning in the service of our collective journey, our collective growth. So thank you. Thank you for being here for another episode, especially those of you who have been with me for a while now, and I know there are many of you. I am humbled that you keep coming back. And if you're new here, I just want to say a massive, warm welcome. Welcome. I am Penny Lacaso. I am a heart-led lifestylepreneur, and I spend my time helping purpose-led women create the freedom and flow to flourish in work and life on their terms whilst making a meaningful difference in the world. And I can't tell you how much joy this work brings me. Now, before we begin, a little ask of you. As many of you would know, in order to impact the lives of more people and reach more amazing humans like yourself who want to journey back to being whole, back to their essence and shine their light brighter in the world, it's really important that we get reviews of the podcast. And so I would invite you, if you haven't already, just to jump into whatever your platform is and just review and provide a rating for this podcast. It would mean so very much to me. It would really be helpful in us connecting with more beautiful humans. So let's give you a bit of an update. What's going on for me at the moment? What's happening in life? Well, I think this is it's something that I find really beautiful. So you just never know what's going to come up or where you're going to land in your journey. And what's been really interesting is that my 80-year-old father, who I am extremely close with and I love immensely, he is a very important part of my life. We talk, gosh, nearly every couple of days, if not every day, because he's up in Burnley Heads. And my dad is not your typical 80-year-old. He is very tech savvy. And when the internet came out, he taught himself how to use it, which for his age group, you know, is not that common. He got an iPhone and he went to all the iPhone classes. He knows more of the features than I do. And it's amazing to see someone of his generation really embrace technology and use it to educate themselves. And that's what he's done. He's an avid learner. He's highly intelligent. And it's just amazing to watch how the internet's opened up his world, especially as he's got older, because he does have quite a severe disability that limits his mobility. That's been magical. Now, here's why I share that, because he's just opened up his world to podcasts, because I've been telling him for ages. He loves a TED Talk, so we often exchange TED Talks. And so now he's gotten onto podcasts. And of course, he started listening to my podcast. And there's a lot I've shared in here that includes him. So it's kind of really funny that he started listening. Anyway, it's been beautiful because my dad has been giving me feedback on the podcasts and telling me what he gets out of it. And equally, it's really opened up our conversation, especially with the work that I've been doing around studying trauma with Dr. Gabor Maté, and Dad and I having conversations around our individual traumas and how my learnings and insights have helped both of us and continue to help us in understanding what's going on for us with our trauma and how that's impacted our lives. So it's just been really beautiful. And like I say, you just never know where you're going to land or how any of this is going to unfold. So I share that because my heart is full. Now, my heart is full for another reason. If you've been following for a little while, you would know we recently ran the Wonder Woman versus President Woman Challenge. And as part of that, we had over 25 women sign up to what I call the President Woman Challenge, which is a 14-day challenge designed to help these women practice presence. Because if there's one thing I hear consistently from the over 300 women that I have now interviewed is that they long to be more present, especially with the ones they love and in the moments that matter. This challenge, we are 5 days in when I do this podcast, is blowing my mind. Now, it's only the second challenge I've run, and I deliver them on WhatsApp, which is a bit different. I think a lot of people deliver them via email as I sip my coffee before it goes cold. We deliver it via WhatsApp. It's over 14 days, and I love it for so many reasons, this format of helping people make a shift, because it's different. Like I've done workshops, I've done keynotes, I've facilitated everything. I've done masterclasses, you name it, I have done it. But this format is really powerful for a number of reasons. So let me share with you. One is the clients that I work with, the people that listen to this podcast more often than not, are extremely time poor. They spend every waking moment full. You know, the day is full. The mental load often is quite heavy. So they're time poor. And so having a challenge that's 14 days where micro challenges drop into their inbox every day is really powerful because they can pick up the action when it works for them and they can contribute back by sharing into the group what came up for them in that micro action as a means of accountability. And people want accountability. They want someone to give them that little kick up the bum to do the thing that they want to do, to realize the dream they want to dream. It's really powerful for time poor people to make change. That's the first thing I've learned. The second thing I love about it is that shifts take time and practice. And doing a 14-day challenge gives that time and practice. Whereas if, you know, you're in a one and done workshop, it's not the same, because unless you're highly motivated and can actually create the space to do the thing that you've learned, it's likely you'll do the workshop, you'll be hugely inspired, and then nothing will change. The other thing I've learned is that there is something about anonymity. So the fact that people don't have to show their faces in a WhatsApp group allows for greater vulnerability. So the stuff that gets shared literally blows my mind. And I will talk more about this on other podcasts in the future. Maybe I'll do a whole podcast on creating a challenge and how to do it and why it's powerful for the purpose-led entrepreneurs that listen. The other thing that I love is we grow together. So here's the thing. I get as much out of this as my beautiful clients do, because I am on the journey too. I am still practicing presence. I am not perfect by any stretch. And the fact that I get to journey with them and share with them what's coming up for me whilst helping them on their journey is really powerful, because I think we all just want to know that we're doing the best that we can. Hey there, let me ask you, are you done with feeling overwhelmed and unsure of where to start when it comes to creating the freedom and flow to work and live on your terms and do it with joy in your heart? You've decided it's time to invest in a coach and fast track the shift you've been longing to make, but it feels like you're stepping into a world of snake oil sellers. I hear you. And you're right, finding a coach that you connect with that actually delivers on their promise can be hard. So many prospective clients tell me how they've been burned, and it makes me feel ill. It's for all of these reasons I created a simple free cheat sheet to help you find the right coach for you and get the results that you need when it comes to making this shift. Simply DM me the word coach via Instagram at hackinghappy.co and I will shoot you a copy straight away. And now back to the podcast. The other thing I love, which is going to lead into today's topic, is that it gives me the space to experiment and share what I'm learning in the moment. And I, like, seriously, doing psych, doing trauma, sitting with women every day, helping them create the freedom to work and live on their terms whilst making a meaningful difference in the world, there's so much that comes up that I want to share with you. And this challenge gives me a great space to actually experiment with some of that stuff before I might put it here on the podcast. Like today would be a perfect example. I love experimentation. I'm a massive fan of it because I think so many of us are held back by things needing to be perfect before we put them out into the world. And what I find is experimentation creates this beautiful opportunity for co-creation, which means that you can have way better impact when this stuff does land in the world and in how you evolve it. With all of that, today I want to share with you a powerful experiment I dropped into the Present Woman Challenge group. It was an experiment in the hope that it might inspire you to step into what I'm terming radical honesty with yourself in the service of healing whatever it is that you need to heal. Because we've been talking a lot in the last couple of episodes. If you want to go back to episode 120 and 121, which have been all about healing and trauma, please do so. But yeah, this is kind of a continuation of that theme of enabling you to learn really simple ways to start your healing journey, to start that return to your essence, to your wholeness. Because what we find more often than not, the trauma that has occurred in our lives creates a disconnection from the self. And I am all about, my friend, reconnecting you to yourself so that you can enhance the relationship you have with yourself, because in doing so, that is what enables your light to shine brighter in the world. Speaking of lighter, that's a bit interesting because that just came out. And now I look at what I wanted to tell you. I have actually been reading Jung Poblo's book, Lighter. It is phenomenal in articulating what holds us back from being fully present and connected to who we are in our truth. And it has the most beautiful and simple exercises. So cannot recommend that enough. I'll drop the link in show notes. So here's how this unfolded. I'm lying in bed reading Jung Poblo's book, Lighter, the other night. And like a lightning bolt, it strikes me as I read this quote. Every attachment is a rebellion against impermanence. I'm just going to repeat that. Every attachment is a rebellion against impermanence. As I sit in bed, I process this quote and I start thinking about my own and my beautiful Present Woman Challenge's desire to bring more presence into our lives. And then I think to myself, impermanence is life. And equally, it is a gift. For without impermanence, flowers would not bloom, nor children grow. We would not be disrupted into realizing we are capable of so much more than we realize. And there are so many other things that we have impermanence to thank for. Now, attachment, which is what I want to explore today, attachment is us humans trying to control uncertainty. This attachment to try and influence the reality of impermanence consumes a huge amount of real estate in many of our heads. So I'm sitting reading this book, I read this quote, this is how my mind unfolds. If I sit with attachment and I really look into it, I realize that attachment gives our power away, our energy, our precious present time away to overthinking. So the first step to reclaim your power is to realize how much of it you are giving away to attachments shaped by the hurt of the past or the fear of the future. Now, the irony is that in order to do that, we need to cultivate a present moment with ourselves. As we ask ourselves the most powerful question I have contemplated in a while. And again, this question, I'm crediting it straight back to Jung Poblo's beautiful book, Lighter. I do a lot of this stuff, and I can tell you this simple question really shifted things for me internally. And I can see it's done the same for the Present Woman Challenge when I've dropped it in. The insights that came up are profound. So here's the question. What am I attached to that holds me back from being present? What am I attached to that holds me back from being present? Now, it could be a belief, a person, a behavior, a material item. It could be a combination of all of those things. Whatever it is, today, I want to invite you to give yourself permission to be radically honest in how you answer this question. Because I can tell you, this is an example of how the truth shall set you free. Because mindset and behavior shifts are born out of awareness. So whilst answering this question is confronting and uncomfortable, I know, because I don't share anything with you that I don't do myself, it is a freaking game changer. What am I attached to that holds me back from being present? So I'm going to do here what I did in the Present Woman Challenge group, and that is to share with you a direct journal extract of what came up for me in the hope that my vulnerability inspires you to take on this invitation with open arms in the service of your journey to healing. So I'm going to need a sip of coffee before I share this. So go with me, friends. Whew. What am I attached to that holds me back from being present? I'm attached to the belief that I should do more, which holds me back from celebrating how far I have come. I am attached to the belief that I won't have enough to live in the future. This holds me back from being in the now. This is a constant distraction from joy, from creativity, from presence, and I despise how I have let it consume me. I am attached to the belief that alcohol makes weekends more fun, and yet I don't drink during the week, and life is still great. Go figure. I am attached to the lifestyle I have, and yet I could live a much simpler life and be just happy. I am attached to returning to a body I had 10 years ago when I was doing triathlons and half marathons and training like a machine. This has me holding onto a wardrobe that doesn't fit and makes me feel shit about my body, even though I am active, fit, and healthy for my almost 50 years of age. I am attached to the idea of becoming a psychologist. I think the credential will add kudos to the work that I do. It will attract more clients and potentially more cash. Yet, if it doesn't come off for some unplanned reason, thanks to perhaps impermanence, I know I won't feel less than, because I have learnt and grown so much on this journey, and it's enabled me to positively impact the lives of others. I am attached to being seen as credible, as an expert, because I believe this is what makes someone good at their job. And yet there are so many things I have learned and experienced that are not related to a credential that enable me to help myself and others in profound ways. I am attached to my work and my business. It consumes so much real estate in my head as I'm constantly trying to improve my impact. But in my heart, I know that if, thanks to impermanence, it were all gone tomorrow, I could start again and it would all be okay. Whew, okay. That's my list. Here's the thing, being vulnerable doesn't get any easier, but I can tell you it is liberating, because I know it helps others not to feel so alone when they are carrying similar things to me. And equally, I know it inspires people to step into their own vulnerability. I promise you, I won't stop doing it, even though it makes me feel uncomfortable. This, my friends, is my truth, and it feels freeing just to own it, just to be radically honest in being truthful to myself. And so I wonder, what is your truth? I wonder whether you are brave enough to invite it in and realize the opportunity it provides to unlock the gateway to the shift that you seek. Once we identify what we are holding on to and how this shapes the stories we tell ourselves, we have the opportunity to let those stories go. When we embrace radical honesty, another term that I learned from Jung Pablo's beautiful book, and let go of the attachments that come from being a prisoner to our past and a slave to our future, only then can we be fully free. We can only let go when we allow ourselves to practice presence. Presence with ourselves and our truth. Letting go is not about giving up on your goals or your dreams. It's about releasing the pain of the past and the fear of the future so that you can feel more present more often, and in doing so, inject more joy, clarity, and freedom in your days. I invite you, off the back of today, to carve out the space and sit with the question, what am I attached to that holds me back from being present? And just see what comes up. Now is the time, my friend, to let your truth set you free. Whew, in saying all of that, I'm going to wrap up with an invitation. If you'd like to work with a trusted guide who has gone the path before you, someone who can support you in your healing journey so that you can feel more alive, in flow, and magnetic in work and life, I've got you. DM me the word alive via Insta, Hacking Happy Co, and let's have a conversation about how my group and one-on-one coaching programs can help. Until next time, beautiful human, happiness looks good on you. Bye for now.
Thanks for joining me on today's episode of the Hacking Happy podcast. Reviews are so important to empowering more beautiful humans just like you to lead wholehearted and flourishing lives. If you enjoyed your listen, I'd love if you could take a moment to leave a review and a rating on your preferred podcast listening platform. If there was something that resonated from this conversation, I invite you to take a screenshot and share your thoughts on social media. Tag me in so I can respond. If you've got a friend you feel needs to hear this episode, copy and paste the link and drop them a message now. It might be exactly what they need. Until next time, happiness looks good on you.